Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. We normally think of debate and discussion over topics such as water quality and climate change in either scientific or economic terms, such as the implications for business and employment in the face of increased environmental regulation. But there are some who look at environmental issues through another lens, religion. Catherine Jeffords-Shorey has a unique insight into environmental issues and religion. She's the 26th presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church of the United States, but she's also Dr. Catherine Jeffords-Shorey, having earned a Ph.D. in oceanography before joining the clergy. That link between science and religion came to the fore this week when Shorey came to Milwaukee, both to speak at St. Paul's Episcopal Church and to sit down with a small group of scientists at the School of Freshwater Sciences, including Dean David Garman. Speaking with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz, Garman outlined the vision of the institution in which he aims to blend research, education, and take-it-to-the-market innovation.
We can make a difference in cities to people and solve some of the emerging issues such as infrastructure replacement and water minimization, water recycling, and show how it can be done safely, and to minimize the footprint of the city on the water. If we look in the long term, cities have got to be self-sustainable. The way things are going, the water which is going to be, we're going to have, is going to be absolutely precious. It's precious at the moment, so it's going to be even more precious. So we will be offering international scholarships, and we're still looking for funding for that, to bring students from overseas to do graduate programs. But we're also working with the local community colleges and schools to set up STEM programs and to encourage them, people to move through into, with the Water Council strongly on that one. And we hope to that we'll get something announced soon on that one. And the last one is to take the research and then taking this research and say, well, how can we actually apply some of this to industry? How can industry take this, develop it, and transfer this on an international basis?
Bishop Catherine Jeffords-Shorey is still beaming, having gotten her science fix as she toured the School of Freshwater Sciences labs. It's been years since she worked as a biological oceanographer.
I worked in the North Pacific on cephalopods, which are squids and octopuses.
Now Jeffords-Shorey is concentrating on a vast human network, the people of her faith, around the globe. She already sees potential in linking her system with the innovations scientists based in Milwaukee hope to spark.
We're part of a worldwide network of Anglican and Episcopal churches that include about somewhere between 75 and 80 million people, and we're understood to be the third largest distribution system in the world, behind the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. There are Episcopal and Anglican churches in the bush, beyond the end of the road, all over the world. And therefore, human development issues are a significant part of what we do. We have just in the last year, really, put together a network of relief and development agencies called the Anglican Alliance that brings together our institution called Episcopal Relief and Development with a number of others. And that's, I think, going to be the interesting global connection for the work that you're doing. Our work within the church is both about development in places like Honduras and Haiti and the Dominican Republic, northern part of South America, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, but also education within our United States communities. Education and advocacy work, that's a significant part of what local congregations do. They make very local decisions about how they use water and other resources, and they try to educate themselves and their wider communities. And when they're getting really good at it, they're advocating with their legislators. That's the place where we think we can make a significant difference.
Jeffords-Shorey sees growth among faith organizations, not just her own, in taking on environmental issues.
Increasingly, I think across the religious spectrum, leaders and members are beginning to understand that the health of the wider ecosystem affects human health and is important to justice in human communities. It's environmental racism, resource use, and so on and so on.
Pastor Seth Dietrich heads a local Episcopal congregation. He's one of the people who helped bring Bishop Jeffords-Shorey to town.
Trying to raise consciousness around this intersection between ecology and religion. And so we wrote the grant to bring the presiding bishop in to hold this talk yesterday. In terms of other environmental issues, we're looking to partner with churches that are maybe a little ahead of us in caring for the earth, caring for creation. So we're beginning a partnership with All People's Lutheran Church, which does some incredible work around urban agriculture. We're very early in partnering with Will Allen at Growing Power, who's doing this vertical farming. So we are looking to expose our members to some of these creative, innovative, deeply spiritual practices that are going on in the Milwaukee area, hoping that that generates momentum for us as a church as we look to green our building, but then also generates momentum to make more sustainable practices in their daily life.
And I would add to that,
Greg Bell is another local organizer.
Yesterday was very encouraging at the bishop's talk to see members of representing a variety of faith traditions. So we had the Sikh, the Hindu communities, we had the Islamic and Jewish and a variety of others that were there, and it was great to have that kind of participation. So I think religious groups are really beginning throughout Milwaukee to begin to ask those hard questions about what is our involvement in the environment, what do we need to do to look at our own congregations, as Seth was saying, and our own church, as well as what can we do for environmental justice in the greater community and throughout the globe.
Bishop Jefford Shorey's internal wheels seemed to be quietly turning as she took in comments around the table. She already has a funding lead or two in mind for the Freshwater School here. She sees her role as one of continually helping to build connections.
I will go from here and tell others about the work that is going on in Milwaukee, both the very granular work and individual programs, but the great global work that's going on in an institute like this and through the Water Council. Here's a whole community that have come together to pay attention to a very significant issue and are collaborating with a number of different community institutions and wider institutions that are having global impact. It gives people hope that they can do something at the local level that will make an enormous difference, ultimately.
School of Freshwater Sciences Dean David Garman reports Bishop Jefford Shorey's represents the first visit of a leader of a major religious-based group, but he doesn't think that stems from a lack of interest on the part of either science or religion.
I think that means that the bishop has an insight and a vision which is leading, certainly in this area. One of the key things that the school has to do is reach to the community. It is the community which is really going to make changes in terms of water management. That community is greatly influenced by sectorial religious influences, and it gave me a great deal of inspiration that in fact there is the interdenominational interfaith movements on water that we can in fact have our legislators really take influence of the community, and we are hopefully on the start of a groundswell internationally as well as nationally to make a difference.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Catherine Jefford Shorey is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church of the United States. She and UWM School of Freshwater Sciences Dean David Garman spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz over the weekend while they were speaking at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Milwaukee. We just heard how religion and science intersected here in Milwaukee. Well, coming up next, how science fiction helped the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.